Welcome into a Wednesday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, and this guy, Jeff Loggum.
Joe Bob. Just call me Joe Bob today.
Okay. We do that every day.
Why not? Right? Why not?
Hey, the Dolphins game's coming up on Sunday down at Sun Life Stadium. The Jaguars back on the practice field today. A little gloomy out today. A couple of guys back on the practice field today. Mike Mularkey and Cecil Shorts back together.
Well, gloomy outside, but certainly good inside to see Mike Mularkey back. Sure. He talked a few minutes ago just about, he underwent some tests. He's got a clean bill of health. He's happy to be back. Somebody asked him, was this stress-related? And maybe thinking about the 2011 season, he kind of laughed and then sort of moved on. So, but it's good to see him back, and Cecil as well.
That's a tough job. I mean, tough job. And, it is a stressful job.
Sure.
I don't care what anybody says. It's stressful playing when you're 2-11. But, Mike's in pretty good shape now. He's 51 years old. I'm 45. He's 51. We played against each other, and he's in great shape, besides kind of a little bit of a limp from playing injuries. But other than that, looks great.
That wasn't from a block from you, was it?
No, but you know what? Just a little preview here for the last Mike Mularkey show of the season.
Oh, gosh.
This is interesting, though. Mm-hmm. Me and Mike actually squared off in one game in our career, and that was in 1990. And we're going to take a look at that film on the last Mike Mularkey show.
I can't wait.
And probably Film Room Friday and whatever else we can put it in.
We're going to look at the film.
Okay. Well, let's go back now. Of course, it's going to be nice to get Shorts back on the field, too.
He's a great player. He's a dynamic player. I think he's probably one of the most explosive young wide receivers in the game today. And as you can tell from last week's game against the New York Jets put Antonio Cromartie on Justin Blackmon, not the entire game, but when that happened, you lost an element of your passing game. And for Chad Henne, who is trying to make an impression on the coaches, you want to have all your weapons.
And Cecil said today he's going to be careful coming back. Mike Mularkey said they're going to be careful with him in practice today. Cecil will practice today. But Cecil said, we've got to be careful. This is health we're talking about. So Mike indicated that if all went well today, he would play, but it's going to be a caution situation.
One more injury note. Maurice Jones-Drew did not practice today, and again, Coach Mularkey said very questionable for this week's game. Let's talk about the offensive line now. Mike Brewster done for the year on the injured reserve. There's a question now at left guard. A couple of guys moved into the spot today. What do you take from this?
I'll start just because of looking at the game film. Mm-hmm. Evan Britton did not play well against the New York Jets. Quentin Coples, the rookie defensive end, had a couple matchups on him. And on one particular play, it looked very bad. And on the last play of the game, when the Jets were running a three-man rush, it was a combination of Evan and Eugene not working on the same page. But that's an issue, the left guard spot. And then that's, we've seen Evan struggle. We've seen Evan struggle, and it continued against the New York Jets. And the problem is though, once you get past Evan, you've got a bunch of new faces right. That haven't been around for very long.
Well, unfortunately, you didn't have to be watching film to see Evan struggle the other day. So they're working with Steve Vallos there Mike said, and JP, you're going to have to help me with the other name.
Pastor on
okay.
the practice
right.
squad.
Right, and so working with the practice
Who?
Squad guy there. So that's where they're at that position.
Let's talk about Chad Henne now. Of course, going back to Miami, Ryan Tannehill, by the way, is the 17th different starting quarterback for the Dolphins since Marino. The 15th was Chad Henne. He's going back to a place where a lot of folks are kind of down on him, right?
Well, the Dolphins are still looking for that guy. Tannehill has not played great the last few weeks. That's another story. But Chad's going back there, and he said today he wants to play well. He downplays a little bit. But, Jeff, you've done it. It's got to be special going back to where you play.
Absolutely. I think it's a little different for Chad, though, in that there are the staff has changed from last year, so you're not wanting to put it in their face so much. But the general manager is still there. The fans are still there, the ones that probably booed him quite often. And you definitely want to make a strong impression.
What
are you doing?
Oh, we got a birthday today, Jeff.
For who?
J.P. Shadrick's birthday.
You? Oh, J.P. Shadrick.
Turned 19 today.
19?
Yes.
And how old are you today?
I am younger than you. That's all that matters.
Oh.
That's how it works.
Okay, so what are you trying to say? Happy birthday. Yeah, I love.
Peter Brook,
yeah. Do we have any candles?
I'd love to get some of my own birthday celebration. Thanks.
You guys weren't in the middle of anything, were you?
What?
I think we're good.
Talking about
football. You ready?
Let's go watch some film.
Okay, you ready?
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Back at it. The Dolphins Jaguars coming up Sunday more next time on Inside the Jags.
Happy birthday, Shadrick.